Just walking back from the chemist in Stoke Newington and having a bit of a still slow, this recovery thing. Still, I'm not like really depressed, sort of like I'm down and haven't got any motivation. I'm probably just about to define depression, but I don't know, I'm not as bad as I have been. But I was just thinking about stuff as I walked along, really, with Poppy. Poppy's trying to eat everything she comes across. And you know, you see people on the road when you're walking about. Some of them are clearly damaged, you know, goods, mentally. And you make assumptions about that. Not prejudicial or judgmental, but I suppose empathy comes out. You sort of, oh, poor fella, you know, that kind of feeling. And I've just noticed, well, I'm on my third person, I noticed that just looked like they were having a hard time. And then it just struck me that I was the fourth, really. You know, I don't know what I look like, but I should imagine pretty drained, haggard and worn out by all this stuff. I don't need sympathy or anything like that. Nothing's tragic. Just suffering from some mental illness, but it makes me realise, you know, even I view so shallowly those people that I see on the street, make quick snap judgments about. Just to maintain some sort of understanding of the world, I think that we all obviously do that. What with our 20% of content or life actually seen, and the rest interpreted by our brains to make it all a lot easier to process. I guess it's like a life light in geeky terms. But yeah, and then you think how much more there is to that everyone's stories when you see them on the street. And you know, I know how hard I'm thinking it's going to be to get a job, get better, you know. Not in that order, I guess. But, fully integrate again with society in a healthy way. And feel like I'm achieving, or like I'm just getting, in, you know, experiencing life, and having each day happen, and having positive things. It's hard to imagine how some others cope. I mean, I've got a wife, and I'm walking my dog, and we've got a house. But you see people, and I don't know. It's just It doesn't make you feel lucky, you, only the way you are, or it doesn't make you feel fortunate, you're not as bad as you could be. Actually, I don't know how to compare me to the three people I've seen in any other way, but they looked lost behind the eyes a little bit, and like they were struggling. Yeah, I don't think I've got anything more to observe than that, really, just that there's obviously a lot of people with mental health problems that just never talk about it, just suffer. It's bad enough when you can talk about it, you know, and I've had an education at a psychology degree, so, albeit 20 years ago, at least I sort of understand bits and pieces. Yeah, that's a happy thought for the day. I probably ran out of time ages ago. Anyway.